Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, if you have not been to a performance of the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra, I would say why not? Where have you been? What's wrong with you? You need to go and really get a dose of something that you just won't believe exists here in Rock Hill until you sit down there and you listen to it. And what amazes me is not only the quality of the product, but where it's held. At little old Sullivan Middle School, they have an acoustic set up there in that auditorium that you can sit in the last row, which I've done just out of curiosity, and it sounds like you're sitting in the front row. I mean, they've done a very good job. So we got people here who understand all this, who run it, who created it. Dr. Sarah Lynn Hayes is with us, along with Betty Plum. This is the meat and potatoes of the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra. So how do you like that, Doc? I just called you meat and potatoes.
Yeah, I'm just trying to decide if I'm meat or if I'm a potato. But with this cold weather, I'll take either one of them.
So tell everybody a little bit about you, if you would.
Oh, goodness. I love being in Rock Hill. I've enjoyed being a part of the community. I started out in the College of Education at Winthrop and retired from Rock Hill Schools, involved with lots of things, and have served and still serve on the South Carolina Arts Commission,
Oh, wow.
Which gives such an expansive view of what's happening with the arts in all of South Carolina. And then I am on the board for the Community Performing Arts Center, and then very involved with the symphony and serving as the board on the board there.
All right, and right next to you is you can take the meat and potatoes. Does it make any difference?
I'll take the gravy.
Take the gravy.
I'm into fundraising, so I'll take the gravy.
All right, go ahead. Gravy. It's Betty Plum. Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, thanks for having us, Manning.
Sure.
And you are one of our biggest fans, and you never know when we might turn the tables on you and start asking you, why do you go to the symphony and why do you love it? But I've been in arts advocacy for over 30 years, retired from the South Carolina Arts Alliance, and so I've always been a proponent of the arts and arts education. And when I retired 8 years ago, I decided I wanted to keep learning and learning something new every day. And Sarah Lynn talked me into being on the symphony board, and it is a learning thing, and it's fabulous because it's something I really believe in, and it's such an asset for this community.
So meat knew it had to have potatoes, and that's how this all... So, but really, in all seriousness, how did this conversation get started
about
getting a symphony orchestra here in Rock Hill?
There was a group from Columbia, Bill Terwilliger, our first violinist and chair of Meisterwerk, was one of the founding members, and he and several others from Columbia were driving up I-77 one day and said, Rock Hill doesn't have a symphony. Let's see if we can start one. And so that is exactly how it started. And they pulled together people who were very interested in forming a symphony. And it just blossomed to there, to where we are, with great people invested in the arts, invested in the board, not to mention the wonderful maestro that we have.
Oh, well, we'll get into him in a second. But so how many years ago was this that we had this epiphany as we're driving up and down I-77 that Rock Hill needs a symphony?
Well, it started in 2017.
Right.
We're in our seventh season, already planning for our eighth, but we had a couple of years of COVID in there, which affected all kinds of
sure.
organizations,
right.
businesses. And so we're still a very youthful organization, but we're hardworking and our board's hardworking. And I think we've accomplished a lot for
oh
this
my
community.
Gosh. Woo. So here we are, 7 years into this, and I don't know how many concerts that adds up to, but it's a bunch. At what point did the very charismatic Christopher James Lees come into this fold? from day one, or was he a little bit after that got started?
No, he was after that. We went through with a previous conductor who was out of New York, and when you know we decided to part ways there for many reasons, we were looking around, and we decided as a board, let's just see if we can find some people just to fill in while we figure out what we want and who we want, what we're looking for. So we did. We had some wonderful guest conductors come in, and then from there, Jeffrey Sly, our vice president, led the search committee with some of our other board members, did a wonderful job, and we were just thrilled to have Christopher James Lee out of Charlotte. He's with a resident conductor with the Charlotte Symphony.
You got to meet this guy, because he's he is the Energizer Bunny with a little stick in his hand.
Indeed.
I mean, he's very colorful, charismatic. I said before, when you see him come out of the Halloween costume contest, I mean, a Halloween outfit when he's doing the fall concert. I mean,
right.
it's amazing. And he's just a very nice guy.
He just lights up the room.
Oh, he does.
And he makes the music just jump off the stage and just gives everybody in the audience a unique experience that they've maybe never had before with great symphonic music. And our musicians love him, and that was highly in his favor. Our musicians love working with him. He loves working with them, so it's very symbiotic. And we try to treat our conductor and our musicians with the utmost respect, lots of appreciation, and treat them well and try to pay them competitively. But I tell you, he is the linchpin.
Oh yeah.
And they want to work for him. And we've got almost 70 musicians on our roster, so we pull from all over the region across the state line, and he is a draw for them.
So when you plan a concert, you all agree as we're going to do this particular piece or whatever it is, does he tell you how many violinists he needs and how many or does he just go out and get them and
Indeed.
Bring them in?
Indeed. He's actually the music director as well as the conductor. So he works with Sarah Lynn and others to put together a program that's affordable, that meets our budget. He will pick pieces that he thinks are compelling for our audience and our community, has a local tie or a statewide tie, and so he likes to, you know, be of the moment. He's great at combining the traditional and classic pieces with the brand new compositions, and he works with a lot of different composers. And again, they are attracted to him and want to work with him. We get the benefit. We get the top-notch Christopher James Lees and the top-notch musicians.
Mm.
But yes, he actually will plan out, I need 8 of these and 6 of these and blah, 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 and add up the total, and then we say, yeah, we can afford it, or no, why don't you look at something else?
And we're in that process right now for looking at the next season, believe it or not. We plan a year in advance, good organizations do, and the first thing we start with, what are the dates? Because managing the calendars of everyone in our community around. And then we work with Ryan Knott out of the Columbia Philharmonic, who is he does play the first chair for the cellos, but he is the one who reaches out to all of the musicians and say, are you available?
Manager, yeah.
Yes, thank you. Are you available? Here's what we're doing. Here's what we're going to play. And then we have Ying, who also plays cello out of Columbia, and she looks and she gets all the music together. So it truly is a team effort. We are so blessed because our musicians want to come to Rock Hill. We have a theme based. Nikki Nash does a great job of finding a little favor for each of the musicians on their stand, pertaining to the theme of the concert. Maybe at Christmas it's an ornament or candy in some way, like a light bulb for Halloween or something. And for the first time before the Masterworks concerts, March 1st, we're having a musician lunch for them in appreciation.
Isn't that nice?
And we have been able to increase their pay the last 3 years, and we continue to do that for next year.
So that gets down to the nuts and bolts. It takes money, and
it takes a bunch of money
to do this. In round numbers, just an average concert, I mean, it's going to cost roughly what to pull that off?
It could cost $40,000+.
Don't surprise me.
It just depends on the number of musicians, because our biggest expense is our conductor and our musicians.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And everything else is run very tightly. We are in the black, thankfully, and have been. We get quarterly reviews. We are audited. We watch every penny. So everything that we get from sponsors, corporate or individual, ticket holders, grants, we covet all that and work hard to get it.
That's good. So when it comes to grants, are these grants that you get statewide, or are they from Uncle Sam, or who knows, wherever?
That's great. Dr. Elder Franklin is in charge of our grants and education program, and she's done a phenomenal job of finding money for us. So we have grants from the South Carolina Arts Commission. We have grants from Founders. We have grants from Sweet Repeats. We have, I mean, just
anywhere.
You know, anywhere. And she does a phenomenal job. Right. She also writes all of the program notes for all of the pieces that we play in our concerts, and they are online, so you can find those on the website before any concert. But she is just a master. I talked with her just the other day, and she said, Sarah Lynn, we've got to get started on these grants now. They're due March 1st, and that's Elder for you.
Yeah.
She is very much a do-ahead person.
Yeah.
And we're very, very blessed to have partnerships with the school district and others, and so it's easy to write grants in partnership.
Well, you've got a dedicated group of volunteers for making all this happen.
Oh,
yeah.
We do.
Gail DeGiorgio. Here's two of them right here.
Oh, and Gail DeGiorgio does a great job with volunteers for each of our concerts and events, from having people help you out in the parking lot to greeting you at the door to giving you your program, letting you know where the bathrooms are, taking you to your seat. We try to give the personal attention and the kind of experience that people know will be special when they come to our concerts, and that we really appreciate everybody that walks through that door and sits in a seat.
Now, if I were sitting here with a group of people that were looking at me with crossed eyes about going to a concert, I think I would say to them, why wouldn't you want to try it just to see if it doesn't stir something inside your bones to hear 70, 75 pieces of music talent up there blaring at you at one time, because it'll knock your socks off.
Well, and we really have opportunities to dip your toe in, so to speak. Like coming up right now, our very first event of 2025 is so much fun. It's our Bach and Brews concert. It's happening at Hoppin, the South Pour, thanks to Joe Gullidge, who runs that. And it's February 4th at 7:30. But the doors will open at 6:30 because the tickets are $25, and $5 of that $25 goes to your first drink, be alcoholic or non-alcoholic. But you will hear, probably 15 to 16 musicians play, of course, some Bach, but some Mozart. But how about some Jimi Hendrix, and how about some Bruno Mars?
Oh, yeah.
So this is where you want to be on Tuesday, February 4th. And that's a good taste of what you'll see Christopher James Lee's and our musicians and how versatile they are. And it's a fun event. And then you'll want to mark March 1st as our next Masterworks concert.
And that's going to be over at Sullivan.
Back at Sullivan. And this will be Anton Dvorak's Symphony in 9. Number 9 in E minor, also known as the New World Symphony. And we'll have a violinist soloist, Kalin Lupinu. He's Romanian. He's the concertmaster of Charlotte Symphony. He'll be the violin soloist on Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in D minor. But then we bring on a composer for the opening piece, actually, who wrote Beyond the Horizon. And this is Dr. Mira Warshauer. And she actually got her degree of music at University of South Carolina. So Christopher likes to have that local connection. And it's going to be some audience interaction from the very first piece. So we want to be different. We want our concerts to be different. And we want them to be fun and for all ages, for the most part. And they're affordable. We did a survey around the state and beyond. What do people charge for concerts? And we think that we have a really good rate at $30 and 10 for students.
$30. So. And parking is free.
And parking is free. Absolutely.
Well, it's, again, if you've never been to it, you're missing something, number one, but I think you owe it to yourself just to find out whether I'm full of, you know what, or maybe I'm saying something that makes some sense. Because
right.
I tell you, whether you like country music, whether you like 70s music, whether you like whatever, music is music. And it's performed in so many different ways by so many different personalities. And you get this Christopher James Lees up there with 70 people behind him, and you don't know what's going to be coming out of those instruments.
That's right. That's right.
How he's going to be dressed.
Oh, yeah. He's an interesting fellow. So you've got this little cheat sheet here, and I don't have my reading glasses on, but it looks like you got a lot of members that are in this symphony organization.
Right. We've got about 70 musicians that we can draw from and more.
But I'm talking about people who are members.
Who come, our sponsors. We have sponsors, and you can be a sponsor and have a variety of benefits starting as low as $100. And this is corporate and individual. And then we have, of course, many ticket buyers.
Right.
As well as volunteers, and then season ticket holders. So this, you can come in at any level and be supportive and enjoy the symphony, and every dollar earned is well spent.
Oh, yeah. Needless to say. But you're doing a lot more than just the concerts at Hoppin and over at Sullivan. You've got an outreach program that's going into the schools.
Oh, our educational programming is absolutely fabulous. And a lead into that, and I know Sarah Lynn will talk about this, but the day after the performance at Bach and Brews, that same concert will go to Westminster Catawba School. We have not worked with them yet, so we're always looking for schools to work with. But Sarah Lynn can tell you about our partnership with Rock Hill Schools and our fifth graders.
Yes, we're very, very excited. This is the third year that we have worked with Rock Hill Schools to have an educational concert. The elementary music teachers and district staff have been phenomenal lining up busing. Dr. Franklin has written lesson guides, and the teachers have the children well prepared. The ball concert was Renaissance, and it was so well, a Harlem Renaissance, and it was well received. The interaction of the students to the music, you could tell they were well prepared. So we're very excited and look forward to doing that again with them. But we also want to reach out to other organizations and to other communities. That is a very important goal for us. How can we serve all of the community? We would like to work more with Winthrop and see what possibilities are there. We're very excited at possibly holding something at McGirt Auditorium this year. We have recordings that will be presented on WDAV and SCETV. And Betty already mentioned about the Westminster Catawba Christian Schools. So very excited about any opportunity. Of course, money is the issue.
Oh, yeah.
And
money's
we've got to have the money to do that, too. But we do have recordings that you can hear pretty soon on WDAV.
So I've got a great idea.
Oh, good.
Right across the street, after being shuttered for whatever it has been, 5 years or so, they have just reopened Burns Auditorium. I had a chance to go in there and see that thing. Oh, my God. What they have done with $11 million is incredible. And I keep thinking, boy, there's 3,000 seats. They got that big old organ that's all been redone and upfitted. And I'm wondering if anybody's ever thought, I'm sure you have, about trying to work out something with Winthrop that you put on a grandiose performance over there.
We are in discussions. Dr. Serner has been very kind to reach out to us and to talk about what are ways that we can partner together to bring music to our community. And so we haven't been able to finalize anything yet, but it is one of our in the realms of discussion.
Good. We don't want to tip out too much information. All right. We've got to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Okay, one member of the Lugheads is here, so he's going to help out with this. We do fresh subs and salads. Here comes the other one. Buster's here. We do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the white letters, and even you can participate, because at the count of three, we're going to tell everybody out there why they should be in here. Here we go. One, two, three.
Slice, 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 slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after the...
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Alex, have you tried that new pastrami on rye at Substation 2?
You're darn right I have, and you should too. It's freshly sliced, lean, delicious, served hot, and piled high. And I understand you better hurry because it's a limited time offer.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Now, parts of Western York County can enjoy Comporium's advanced internet technology every day. Thanks to the partnership between Comporium and York Electric Cooperative, parts of Western York County now have access to Comporium fiber technology that gives you the ability to stream, download, search, and conference quickly and reliably. Not only is Comporium fiber fast, it's also affordable, starting at just $49.99 per month with no connection fee. For details, go online to Comporium.link/YEC to sign up for Comporium high-speed internet today.
When it comes to matters of the heart, you want someone who understands you. And that's our mission at Piedmont's Heart and Vascular Center. We are the only cardiovascular hospital in York County providing comprehensive care from diagnosis to recovery. Our team includes experienced cardiologists, cardiovascular surgeons, and nurses, all dedicated to keeping your heart healthy. Cardiac care with advanced technology close to home. That's Piedmont Medical Center. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
It's soup weather and Substation 2 is ready. Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop, surrounded by the Brain Trust of the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra, Dr. Sarah Lynn Hayes, who's the chair, Betty Plum, who is the director of development and also the treasurer for the organization. And here we are. By golly, this is coming up quick. So we've got more on the schedule.
We do. We have an additional concert on this season 7, and that is our Pops concert coming up on April 12th at 7:30 at Sullivan, and it's our movie's greatest musical hits.
Oh,
so here's another chance for people to hear some great symphonic music, but something that they can recognize very easily, like Disney's Beauty and the Beast, or John Williams' E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Oh my gosh.
Or a salute to Richard Rodgers for folks of that age. And then there's Guys and Dolls.
You know, these are two lugheads over here that I need to get tickets to get you to come, so you'll see for yourself that
excellent.
I am not bloviating here.
Excellent. You're going to want to definitely be there.
They are lugheads. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, we're surrounded by all kinds. All right. Now, you also have, you've got a gala coming up here.
Oh, we do have a gala. You know, fundraising is everything. We can only do more when we raise more. And our city has really stepped up. Our community has stepped up. But we always need more. So this is our annual Overture Gala. It's going to be held Thursday, March 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. So it's not a late night. It's at the Gathering Space. And as you know, that's behind counter.
That's Chef Rob.
So Chef Rob will be fixing some fabulous hors d'oeuvres, and he does not skimp. They're fabulous. We'll have signature cocktails, live and silent auction, and live music from two Rock Hill musical ensembles. And the ticket price is only $75. Now, there's opportunities for sponsorship starting at $250, where you get additional tickets to bring friends. But it's really a fun event. It's low-key as far as sales and grabbing sponsors, but our sponsors do come and support this. And I'd like to do a shout-out to Founders, one of your sponsors, and Comporium. They are both big funders for us and give us in-kind as well.
If there's anything going on in the community, you can count on those two
to
be involved in it.
And that's what makes a good community.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
So this is the Overture Gala on March the 20th.
That's right.
All right. And then we've got the music for the movies, I'm calling it,
coming
up on April the 12th.
Yeah.
What else is in there?
Well, you know, you can always find us at Come See Me. We'll do a little afternoon concert one of the days at Glen Cairn. We do Christmasville. We do all these things free. And we would like to be out in the community even more. Again, it might be free to you, cost us money. So we always have to cover that on the other end. We're going to do a sip and shop on May 1st at the Hickory Post, thanks to Sarah Vining, the owner there. And she's going to give a percentage of the sales to Rock Hill Symphony. So we'll let you know more about that. But really, corporate and individual sponsorships, grants, ticket holders, volunteers, that's what makes a great organization and a great symphony, and we think we have that combination.
That's
right,
good.
Here working for Rock
That's
Hill
wonderful.
And beyond.
All right, so knowing the good doctor over here, being in education all these years, I'm sure there's a long-term plan that's either in the works or being worked on so that this thing will continue to roll out the way it's been rolling out. Am I right?
You are exactly right. We are working and have been for the last year on a strategic plan for our future for the next 3 to 5 years, because who knows, we're always looking for new volunteers to join us and new people to come on the board to share ideas. But we are looking at this and with evaluations to go with it. And some of the areas that we have been working on are in relationship building. How do we cultivate? How do we grow the organization? How do we grow the presence in the community? Who do we partner with? How can we reach all people for that? We're also looking at the level of the program with surveys after the concerts. What have people enjoyed? What suggestions do they have? What music would they like to hear? What comments can they give us? And of course, as Betty said, who was so wonderful with fundraising and those types of things, you know, finding the money. We've got to always be able to find the money. And I'm very, very proud to say that we operate in the black. We have not ever. If we don't have the money, we cannot and will not fund a performance.
And I think it's important to interject here that there's not a symphony orchestra anywhere in the country that doesn't operate the way we're operating here. You've got to have sponsors. You've got to have people willing
Absolutely.
To put money behind this, as well as sell the tickets.
Absolutely. Just ticket buyers will not fund a concert.
No,
that's
won't
for
do
sure.
It.
Which a lot of people will have that misconception. We also have musicians in our strategic plan. How do we keep the best? How do we pay them equity? I call them traveling servants, because they do. They play in one or two symphonies and maybe give lessons on the side. Hiring personnel. As we expand, there are more people that we need, such as an executive director. We are a working board. As many of our board members have said when we come home, but it is a working board with pleasure, believing. And a marketing manager, some of those things. And then going back to your initial comment, a facility. Where is our home? Where are we going to be? Sullivan can only hold so many people on the stage and so many seats for donors. And then another one, an area for us, is board development. How do we as a board continue to find the resources that we need and the people, and to be good stewards of the money to keep this organization moving ahead for many, many years to come? And what is our future? What do we believe that it is? And so we're setting these benchmarks for us as a guideway.
And rolling it out into a plan.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but this year we're going to do this. This year we're going to do that.
And we have. We've already evaluated at our last meeting on Wednesday of this week where we are right now, and we found that we are filling many of our objectives already that we had set aside for year one and some for two.
Well, when they talk about quality of life, love the sports venues. That's a big, 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 big piece of what
Absolutely.
We have. The recreation piece, big part. This is just another piece of the puzzle.
That's right.
Big, big piece of the puzzle. And I'm glad you ladies tackled this thing and your board is in there doing what they need to do, because it's paying off. Good for you.
Well, and we appreciate seeing you in the audience. I know you bounce in that seat and you are helping Christopher direct with your favorite time.
We'll tell him next time he gets on there. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Thank you, Dr. Sherilyn Hayes. Thank you, Betty Plum. And thank you all those of you who support the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra. Here comes another fan right here, right now. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Mille Lacs with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Okay, now, one more time. Oh, boy, Jack Leader's here, too. He can help out with this. We do fresh subs and salads, and we do them 6 days a week. Would you be quiet over there, please? 6 days a week. Here's what we do at the count of three. Let's all battle it out together. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Slice.
Garden.
Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio, not Monday because of the inauguration. We'll see you Tuesday. Bye.